On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, indoor lighting is a place where we can make improvements. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Karlasek, professor and director of the Center for Lighting-Enabled Systems and Applications, describes one example.
It's common today to walk into a room and have the lights come on automatically. And while light-emitting diodes, or LEDs, use very little energy to light our homes and workplaces, whether it's one LED panel up on the ceiling or a room full of recessed lights, these smart LEDs actually waste a lot of light when you consider how we light a space. Why turn on an entire room when all you need is some task lighting while working in just one area? Wouldn't it be nice to have a lighting designer create an optimal solution that costs less money to operate and has a lower impact on energy and the environment? Researchers at the Center for Lighting-Enabled Systems and Applications, the Center for Architectural Science and Ecology, and I are looking at how to take LED lighting to the next level by combining simple sensors and beam-steerable LEDs to create versatile fixtures that automatically put the right light where you need it and when you need it. We call this technology light sculpting because we are interested in creating lighting fixtures that are smart enough to put the right amount of light coming from the right direction and with the right color and intensity for any activity automatically, or at least with minimal human fiddling with annoying controls. No more searching around for the light switch in the dark. Instead, the lights sense that you're in the room and understand what task you're doing and give you the best, most efficient lighting solution for different situations. Our goal is to deliver sculpted lighting so that it fits like a glove, adapting smoothly to changing lighting needs. Light sculpting will help LED lighting fixtures save even more energy and provide higher quality lighting into the future.
That was Robert Karlasek of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.